It is Columbus Day today. It is one of only 10 federal holidays, although it always feels like there's more than that to me. In most schools across the country, schools that are probably not in session right now, Christopher Columbus is taught as a triumphant figure. He was a man who discovered America, and very often in schools today, he's hailed as a hero. But in recent years, and I mean very recent years, educators, politicians, and scholars have started really arguing about this conventional teaching of Christopher Columbus and the myth of this explorer, and students have started to become aware of some of the uglier truths surrounding Columbus's arrival in the Americas. Joining us right now is Bob Peterson. He's co-author and editor of Rethinking Columbus, The Next 500 Years, and a fifth grade teacher at a bilingual public school in Milwaukee. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Also on the line with us is Scott Lyons, director of Native American Studies at Syracuse University, author of the book X Marks, Native Signatures of Ascent. And Scott, I understand you're both Ojibwe and Dakota, correct?
That is true.
Well, let's kind of dig into this. Bob Peterson, let me ask you, many adults now, I would imagine, are aware of some of the uglier truths surrounding Columbus's arrival in the Americas. And I think a lot of people assume that they're teaching more of that in schools. But are they? I mean, how widespread is it to still celebrate Christopher Columbus as an unalloyed hero?
I think it's pretty widespread, and it's embedded in most of the social studies textbooks that schools use, even in many of the children's stories and biographies. If you go to a big bookstore and look at them, you'll find this Columbus's discover myth still there, and unfortunately teaches children whose voices to listen for as they go out in this world and whose to ignore. So to listen to that of the winners and ignore that of people who are on the short end of a historical conflict.
Well, Scott, you know, I had no idea that they were actually still teaching the very simplistic view of Christopher Columbus in schools until my son got into kindergarten and was supposed to draw a poster of Christopher Columbus as the conquering hero. And I'm part Cherokee and Choctaw, and I nearly had a conniption. But can you tell me, does teaching about Columbus Day have to be about Christopher Columbus?
Well, I can't speak to elementary schools or even high schools directly, but I can talk about college students who I teach here at Syracuse University. And I can tell you that students come in with a kind of a range of existing knowledge these days. Some have had a critical assessment of Columbus, the kind that you find in Rethinking Columbus, for example. And others come in with those old myths. I've even had a few students, I usually ask them what they know in my classes, and I've had a few students confess to me that they received something that was just completely false in their education that I also got back in the 1970s as an elementary student. And that's the idea that Columbus, in addition to discovering America, also proved that the world wasn't flat. You know, the whole myth of Columbus is exactly that. It's a myth. And I'm actually for teaching historical accuracy. And that means you have to pay attention to the critique of Columbus and what followed him.
But Bob Peterson, you're a fifth grade teacher, even for young kids, can they understand some of the complicated issues that sort of tarnish Christopher Columbus's record to a certain extent?
Absolutely. Not only can they understand, but they're very interested. Young kids are interested in what's fair and what's just. And if their kids are presented with a variety of points of view on this issue and the historical accuracy that is mentioned, I think that can be done. For example, I actually start out before Columbus Day. I do a little activity with my kids that's described in Rethinking Columbus where I take one of my students' backpacks. I discover it, and much to the dismay of the student, I, of course, worked this out in advance, so I'm not offending him or her. I go through the backpack and rename items, and I ask the children if they think that's fair. We have a good discussion about what it means, and then we transfer into world history, and we talk about that. I think it's real. The kids can understand that when Columbus came, he was looking for gold. We look at excerpts from his diaries, and we find that, in fact, there's many mentions of gold. And it was a business trip, quite frankly. It was a business enterprise. And in math, we look at what does 10% mean, because, in fact, Columbus negotiated with the king and queen of Spain to get 10% not only of everything he found, but everything that anybody who followed him to the lands that he might have uncovered would also get. And so through a variety of means, kids can become aware of what really happened. I also put, we put Columbus on trial for genocide in my classroom, along with the
King and Queen. In your fifth grade classroom?
Yep. Along with the King and Queen, the crew, and the Tainos, because I accuse them, I'm the prosecuting attorney, I accuse them of not adequately defending themselves. And what it forces kids to do is to understand that there are multiple points of view in history. And I'm not trying to tell them what conclusion they should draw, but I'm trying to engage them in a participatory, problem-posing curriculum where they explore the deep meaning of Columbus and what is, how might it mean, how might that impact how they view Native Americans, and many, some of my students are Native Americans, and how they might view issues that are of present concern to Native Americans.
Well, that's Bob Peterson. He's co-author and editor of Rethinking Columbus, which has really kind of helped to shape the debate over Columbus's legacy in our schools. Scott Lyons of Syracuse University, let me ask you, what do we do with this holiday? Do we get rid of Columbus Day? Do we call it something else? How do we move forward?
Well, for years there have been different initiatives to either change the name of the holiday to something like Indigenous Peoples Day or get rid of it altogether. And there are also actual Native American days in South Dakota today. That's what they're celebrating. Berkeley, California has an Indigenous Peoples Day today, and these are, you know, things that legislatures or governments had to pass, and they were fought for. The United Nations has International Day of Indigenous Peoples each year on August 9th. So there are other alternatives. I personally have come to appreciate Columbus as an educator, not because I think it should be celebrated. I don't think educational institutions should do that sort of celebration, but because as an occasion that people do celebrate and other people do condemn or object to, it provides an occasion for learning and for the discussions that we need to have in this place that we share about history and what happened, about colonization, about treaty rights, and so much else that is bound up under the sign of Columbus.
Well, leave it to an educator to try and turn a federal holiday into a day to learn something. That's Scott Lyons, Director of Native American Studies at Syracuse University, author of X Marks, Native Signatures of Ascent. We also spoke with Bob Peterson, fifth grade teacher at a public school in Milwaukee and co-editor of Rethinking Columbus, the Next 500 Years. Give us a call and give us your take. Do you have your own bio of Christopher Columbus? Give us the bio you think kids should learn about him at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I wonder if Christopher Columbus ever avoided a verdict of guilty there in those genocide trials.
I'm going to say they probably strung him up.
Yeah, I don't know if he got out of
that. Fifth graders not always forgiving.
You can head over to thetakeaway.org to check out our photo project compiled by you. We've been covering what it means to be middle class in America. Your pictures tell all the stories. Add your own to it as well at thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.